Inyan Tziruf Tumah Pesach. The Shurim of Hilchus Pesach of the Kezayis, not a Kezayis, has the same halacha of a Hilchus Tumah Linyan Tziruf. What does Tziruf mean? It's to put two things together. So Rashi says Linyan Tziruf Tumah can meforish b'yozel. To the Pesach Talya Milsa B'Shuri. That if you have the Hilchus Tumah taking place on Pesach, then it's telling the same shear for Bir Chomis, whether you have the Kezayis less than the Kezayis. Mashenkinu v'shar yomai sashana, the Gemara says, on the rest of the year, and echnami ika plukta. Then there's a difference. That Hilchus Pesach is totally nikazayas and less than nikazayas. But the rest of the year, Hilchus Tumah is totally if you're makbid or not makbid. Now the Gemara explains. Heichi dami, what are we talking about? Kigoin di ika pochus mikibayt sa'ichlin. Heis, do you have in your hand a piece of food that's less than a beitza? So a food that's less than a beitza is not makabot tumah, like some sheet is. And for sure, it can't be matama something else. V'nogu b'hai betzak. Now, this piece of food that's left on a kezayis, left on a beitzam, touches this dough that's stuck onto the kli. So we say like this. The Pesach, if it's talking about on Chag HaPesach, the Yisur Rechoshiv, that since the Yisur, once you have a kezayis stuck on the side of the kli, we say there's a chi of beer, you have to get rid of it by Pesach, it's mitzaref. So we say then that this shear of a kezayis is not bottled to the kli, but rather is considered a betzak, a dough that you're going to take off, so it's considered still an eichel. Therefore it's mustarif. It's like you have the chatzi beitza on top, and which is touching now this piece of a dough, so even though this dough is less than the kezayis, it's mustarif together because they both have a shem eichel on it. Even though you're not mak, but you let it stay there. But once it's the size of a beitza, or once it's the size of a kezayis, then on Pesach, because of the yisr chomitz, you have to get rid of it. We say it's not bottled to the kli, but rather still has a shem oichel, and therefore the two oichlim together come together, give you a shear of a kebetza that it would be makabel tumah matama something else. Ma'ashen kein b'shar yomei sashana. If you're not talking about on the Chag HaPesach, but the rest of the year, then we say if you have your chatzi beitza of oichlim that is touching this dough that's stuck onto the pan of the kneading pin, now it depends. It depends if the person is makbid, if he cares to leave it there or not. In makbid olov, if he cares not to have it there, it bothers him, he doesn't want it to stay on the kli, it doesn't look nice, then it's tarif. Then we say it comes together with this chatzi beitz of food you have on top. Because since this dough, you're makbid, you don't want it to stay there, it still has a shem oichel, it's not bottled to the kli, because you have to take it away from there. So therefore it's still considered an oichel, therefore the two are tarif together. Let's say the rest of the year you want this piece of dough, no matter how big it is, you want it to stay in the kli, you want it to even starve because you want it to stay there, then the lochri is harei kareva. It's considered part of the kneading pan, and it's bottled the shame oichel, and it's not starve. It will some taka will not be metama. You'd only have a pochus mikabetsa, and there wouldn't be any tziruf. That's pshan na mishnah. For the gemara, no, it's still no good. Maski v'lo rofa miketani mitstarf. Does the Mishnah say Hilchus Tziruf that you want to put two foods together to give it a shame of a kebetza? Here it says choytzitz. Choytzitz means, the Mishnah says clearly, that the gant is filled. If you have a kli that's tummy you want to put into the mikvah, the question, could you be tabled the way it is with this piece of dough on it? Is that called a chatzitz or not? So Gemara says, Elo Amar Rava. Rava says, this is the Pshat Na Mishnah. V'chein lahalois taro la'areva. That our Mishnah means the same shear by Pesach, whether you have a kezayis, a chatzizayis, negative, you have to be mevayir it on Pesach, the same shear matoli in Hilchas, lahalois taro l'areva. If this areva, if this kneading pin is tummy, and you want to get a Torah now, it has the same shear. What does that mean? Heichidami, how are we talking? Could go in the itamu hachareva, that this kneading pin became tummy. Uboyi liat buli v'pesach. And you want to be tabled now on Pesach to make a Torah? You want to put it into the mikvah throughout Chag HaPesach to make a Torah? So like this. The Yisurei Choshev, no, Pesach is the Yisurei Choshev. Once you have a kezayis of this dough stuck to the side of the kli, so negeit Tilchas Pesach, you have a chiyah to mevayir, but to get rid of it, it's choytzit. We say it's not considered bottle to the kli, but rather it's considered a chatzitza, and therefore we're not allowed to be tabled the way it is. For lo yisal kolot tefila, a male tefila does not help. Ma'ashen kein v'shay, yemais hashona, the rest of the year. Dek peda tal yinu, so the rest of the year is totally. If you're makbid or not, We say you makbid all of chaitzitz. If you makbid, no matter how small it is, even less than a kazayis, if you want to get rid of it, you don't want it to stay on the kli. It's not called part of the kli. Therefore, it's called a chatzitza. Marshenkein vin roitzer bekiyumay. If somebody wants it to stay on the kli, you're happy the way it is. You don't want to take it off. So no matter how big it is, we consider as if it's bottled to the kli. It's a chelik of the kli. Therefore, reyu kareva. It's part of the areva. It's part of the kneading pan, and you could be table the way it is. It's not called a chatzitza since it has a loch like it's bottled to the kli. For the Gemara, no, it's still no good. Naskiv lo rapopa still has the kasha. Mi ketoni v'chein linyan taira. Does the Mishnah say it all, the same halach of Ilchus taira, to make a kli tor? Ho linyan tumma ketoni. The Mishnah says clearly, it's tolin Ilchus tumma's tolin. Elo omer rapopa, this rapopa says like this. V'chein linyan lo hoirid tumma le arev enachanami. The Mishnah's talking about lo hoirid tumma, to bring tumma onto this kneading pan. Now, hechidami, how are we talking about? Kegoyin denoga sheretz b'hai betzik. We're talking about you have this piece of dough stuck onto the kneading pan, and the sheretz now does not touch the kli itself, but rather the sheretz touches only this betzik, this piece of dough that's stuck onto the side of the kli. That's what the sheretz touch. So it depends now. If this dough is bottled to the kli, it's called part of the kli, so therefore it's considered as if the sheretz mamish touched the kli, and therefore the kli becomes tummy. But if you're going to tell me, no, this oichel, this dough is not bottled to the kli, therefore it's considered an oichel by itself, it's so true. This betzek, this dough, becomes tummy. The sheretz touched his dough, but the dough and oichel cannot be metame kelim. So that's what the Mishnah means to say like this, the Gemara says. Pesach, on Pesach, the Yisuri Choshev, that once you have a kezayis there on the sides, you have to get rid of its choshev, I'll tell you chaitzitz. Then tak its chaitzitz, and therefore, v'loinach tola tuma, the tuma doesn't go upon the kli. Because since on Pesach, you have to destroy, get rid of this kezayis of chametz, it's not considered bottle to the kli. If it's not considered bottle to the kli, when the sheretz touch this piece of dough, only the dough became tummy and not the kli. The rest of the year, the rest of the year is totally if he's makbid or not. We say like this, no matter how small the piece is, if the person is makbid, doesn't want to stay on the kli, it's not bottled to the kli, it's not called part of the kli. Therefore, we say, what if the sheretz touched it? It's not metama the keli, it's only metama this betzek and not the kli. Let's say somebody in the rest of the year, no matter how big this piece of dough is, but he wants it to stay on the kli, he wants to move outlet to the kli, so then it gets a shame like part of the kli. So now when the sheretz touches this part of dough, it's as if he touched the kli itself, is a reyu kareva, considered like the kneading pin itself, and therefore the kneading pin itself would become tummy. So that's what our Mishnah means to say, that v'chein linyan tumma, that Hilchos tumma goes upon this kli if the sheretz just touched the dough. When is the dough brought to the kli? It gets a shame like part of the kli. Yeah. Mishnah says weiter, betze kacherish. If you have a dough that's like deaf, it can't hear. We'll see what that means. In yesh ki yotze boy shehechmitz harei ze oser. If you have another dough that you made at the same time you poured the water into this flour, you poured water into other flour, and the next dough already has simonim, that it became chametz, like the dough started to rise and started to have cracks in it. So this first dough that you can't tell whether it's chametz or not, well, you also have to be afraid it already became chametz. Like Rashi says, betzek hachorish, to mean shein nikir im hechmitz im lav. By looking at it, you can't tell if this dough became chametz or not. Shemeshunahu, it's different. Kecheresh hazeh, like a deaf person. Sheyesh lo yaznayim, a deaf person has ears. Abaviyeno nikir im shumayim lav. You can't tell if he hears or not. The ein adam oimed abiruroi v'yadaitoi. So that's pshat here also. This dough, we cannot tell whether this dough is chametz or not. We know when we put the water into the dough, but we do not know if this dough became chametz or not. Yes, Rashi says vaitam im yesh ki yotze boy shehechmitz. What does that mean? Im yesh iso acheres. We have another dough. Shenilusha b'shosa. You kneaded it. You put the water into the dough the same time as this one. Ukvarachmitzam. And the second dough became chametz already. So that's a rai. Even though from this first dough, you can't tell any simonim that it's chametz, we say it is chametz. So the Gemara. What's going to mean if you don't have another dough? So you can't tell by another one. How long do you say if this dough waited, it had a water inside already, does it become chametz? The first one. Omer Rabavu, Omer Rab Shimin ben Lokish, Kedei Sheyelach Oda Mimigdal Nunya Letzferyim. As long as it takes a person to walk from this place, Migdal Nunya, to Tveryim. So, mil, how long is that? That's a mil. That's a mile like. The name a mil, let it say clearly a mil. And the Marahot Kamashmalon, this teaches us, Tishura the mil. Migdal Nunya via Tveryim. How long is a mil? That's how long it takes you to walk from Migdal Nunya to Tveryim. Which usually we say that's 18 minutes. Amar Abba Zalmar Baita, Amar Abavu, Amar Abba Shimon Ben Lokish. Legevel o letfilo o lenatilas yodayim arvo milim. For these three halachas, a person has to wait as long as it takes him to walk 4 milim. Not 1 mil, but rather 4 mil. What's this first halacha? Legevel. Legevel means for somebody that needs, that makes dough. So Rashi explains, Hamagvel isa sacherim bescharim. If somebody was hired, like a baker, to bake a dough for you, to make dough for you. Ukli balabayas tamayim. And the balabos's kelim that you are using is tamay. Is en normal, a balabos wants his isa, wants the dough to be tor. So locher is adabo milun et richu chachomin lelech lemikvah. Litfol kelof. That if you walk just 4 mil in front of you, you will find a mikvah that you can be tovel your kelim, your like kneading pan, that today when you make the dough, it will become tor. That's what you're supposed to do. Yeah, and then Rashi explains v'chein l'tfila by davening. That means in mahalach odem b'derech, somebody's on the road traveling, who bo'eit lolom, and it comes time at night, we're near night time, when he plans to rest for the night. Ul ispal and he wants to daven. Is imyesh beis the kinesis l'fon of brochak arba milim? If on the road further down, there will be a basic kinesis where he could daven b'minyan. Within 4 mil is herlich. He's supposed to go there mespalashom, for lunchom, and sleep in that place better. Where he'll be able to daven with a minyan. But if the shul is more than 4 mil away, then you're not mechuyev to go. And vayta b'chein on tefilas shadayim, the same halacha for washing your hands liachila, if you won't eat. Before somebody eats the bread, he has to wash his hands. So let's say he has no water here right now, but he knows further down the road, within 4 mil, there'll be some water. So he's mechuyev to walk there 4 mil till he gets the water. That's this halacha that Gemara says. That's for this kneading, to betable the pan, or the tefillah for finding a minion, or the tefillah shadayim, and for washing your hands before you eat, is arba milim. So the Gemara Amar Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, Aivoy Omro, Aivoy said it over, but they did not say it over in the name of Rav Avua, but rather Aivoy said it, the arba omabo. And he said four things, not only three. What was the fourth thing? V'chad minayil ibud. He said the fourth halach was magay tilchus ibud. What's halach ibud? So Rashi says, or the Gemara says, ditnan. Rashi says, umayi ibud. Rashi says, shir ibud shel or rach. How long does it take you to work over this light skin? Ha metamo kebosa. That has a din tumma to mekabo tumma like meat. The Gemara Nova Reitiv in Chulim speaks out which type of a skin is called like the meat that could be makabel tumah. Is arbo milim hu levat lemeteres basar machmas ibudai. If you work on it, the long it takes you to walk 4 mil, that's called you worked over the skin, that it's not considered like meat anymore. It's more like leather now, and it won't be makabel tumah. So Mar says the Tanan, we learned. All the skin that you work them over, the people work on it, you worked on it, people walked over it, is toirim. Chutz miyorodim, chutz from the skin of a person. Now, how long do you have to walk on it to give it a shame, that's not called an oichel anymore? How people walk 4 mil. If you walk for the length of 4 mil over this skin, that makes it now it's more like leather, it's worked over, and it's not called an oichel anymore. So Rashi says,
Shilach ben, derech oirois l'shoyt chalif nejrishas ragli odim. How do you work over the skin of the animal? You put it on the floor and people walk over it. V'zuit chilas ibudim. That's the way you start to work over the skin. Is derech, yeah, is, so if the shear of walking 4 mil, that's considered you worked over the skin that you are, that's considered you worked over the skin, it's not mekabel tumah anymore, because it's not called an oichel, but rather it's considered a skin. Tzmur says weiter, Omer Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina, Loishonu, who was only learned this halacha zel alofonav. If somebody has to still walk further, he's traveling now, and he knows there's a shul or there's water in front of him, 4 mil, he has to continue his journey until he gets there and live and sleep there, where he could find a minyan, or where he could eat by washing his hands first. Avol Yachrov, let's say he knows that in front of him, even 5 mil, there's no water there. Now where is there water or where is there a shul? Going backwards. So going backwards, you're not mechuyev, you don't have to walk backwards. Because that's out of your way, but you want to travel further, you don't want to go backwards. Avol Yachrov, the Gemara says, afilu mil ein echoizer. Even if the shul or the water is only one mil in back of you, you do not have to go backwards. The Chacham were not machriach, you didn't bother you to go backwards, go out of your way. So Gemara says, Omer Rab Acho, Uminor, from this we learn out, milhu diyene choyzer. Only if it's that distance is a complete mil, then for that you do not have to go backwards. Abhapachas ni mil choyzer. But if let's say there's a shul or there's water, which is less than a mil in back of you, then you do have to even walk backwards less than a mil in order to find a minion, or else in order to wash hands before you eat. The Rashi says, Uminor. Mihod Rabbi Yosef b'chanina b'yom ha'behedya ha'afilu mil ein ha'choizer da'afki mil komer ha'pachas mil choizer less than a mil ta'ka there you do have to be choizer.
Yes, the Mishnah says vayta teitzad mafrishin chala b'tumah b'yomtif heisan yomtif. If you made the dough and you want to take off chala, and we're talking about now the yomtif of Pesach, and you want to be mafrish chala, so usually there's no problem because you take off chala when you have the dough before it became chametz, and right away you bake it first, so it's still a matzah, and then you give it to a kohen, and the kohen can eat it on Yom Tov, so therefore you're allowed to bake the challah on Yom Tov. But here we're talking about where the challah is tumah, is tummy. If the challah is tummy, so a kohen is not allowed to eat challah tumeya. So the challah is, you're not allowed to bake this challah, this dough, like on Yom Tov, because it's not called tzorcha Yom Tov. A kohen can eat it. So what do you do with this dough? It's challah, and you can't let it rise become chametz because we're on Pesach. So what's the eighth? So what do you do with this dough that it should not become chametz? Like Rashi says, "Ketzad mafrishin challah betuma shenit tamah seisa." The dough became tummy. V'shuvein challah nitelas mimenu ruyin liachilas koyin. And now, if you're going to take off challah that you're supposed to give to the koyin from this dough, the koyin cannot eat it because it's tameya. So Kate said, "Mafrishin oisa b'yom tov shapesach." How do you take off the challah from such dough on Yom Tov shapesach? Harein yochol afoisa, you can't bake it now. Miyachashen uriel achilut, since it's not roit eat. Ulishoisa l'sorfor l'erev, and to wait till at night time to burn it. Iefshesh l'tachmitz, by night time for sure become chametz already, and you'll be over by your own by yomotzei. Ulishorfor, I burn it right now on Yom Tov. Early achilut l'klovim, the other eitzer is go ahead and give it to dogs. Let the dog eat it right now. That's another reitzah. Like before it became chametz, you have this dough, and true, it's tameya, so be mafresh challah, and right away burn it, or else give it to a dog to eat. So Rashi says, Yefsha, this is not a neitzah. Shein sorfim kodeshim b'yomtif. That's the klal. We don't burn kodeshim on yomtif. Some say it's also b'chal loisasak, that's b'chal malacha. That's not hutra on yomtif, but tzorche kodeshim. So what do you do? So the Mishnah says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Lo Tikra Lo Shein. Don't take off any challah. Don't call it challah yet from this dough. Hey, so far all you did was you put the water into the flour and you have a dough. And now let's say a sheretz touched it, so it's mekabel tumah. So he says, before you take off challah, don't take off any challah yet. No, first ad shet ofa. First bake this dough. So b'shas you're baking it, you don't know which part of it will be challah, which part will not be. So every part really is roit eat. So therefore you have a right to bake the whole dough. And after you bake the whole dough, you make it into a matzah, now you take off a piece for challah. And the whole question is, you're not allowed to bake it. So here the pshat is, b'shas you baked it, you don't know which piece is challah. Every piece you could say is the piece that you're allowed to eat. The Rashi says, Rebbe Lezer Weimel Tikra L'Shem Challah.
until you first bake it first. Right now, before you call the shein chala, each piece by itself is roi to eat. You can take off a little bit from each piece. After you baked it, then if you want, you can take off one matzah of all of them. We'll see this in the Gemara later, that when you put the different pieces of matzah or wooden bread into one basket, so the basket makes it all together like one shear to be mechayiv you in challah. And if you take off one piece, it helps for all the pieces in the basket. And the basket makes like one big bread. The lach is you have to take off challah. So later on, you put all the matzahs into one basket, and you take out one matzah, whatever shear you want, for challah. So that's the eitzah, that you should be able to bake this dough on Yom Tov Pesach, is that you don't take off challah till after you bake it. Then the Seira Oimer Tato B'tzoinen. Then the Seira says another eitzah. He says, take this dough, and be mafresh challah right now, and the Tosfos explains, it's not for you the machlokes, but the Seira is also masking to the other eitzah. But he just said, this is an eitzah, Lui Tzuya, somebody did call it a challah. But it was still in the form of a dough, he took off a piece and said, Arezu challah. So what do you do with this now that you already called it challah? So the eitzah is, Tatal B'tzoinen, throw it into cold water, and cold water makes it that it won't become chametz, and like wait till after Yom Tov, and then you burn it. That's the eitzah according to Ben Beseir, like if the Evedik eitzah, if you already made it a challah. Like the bottom Toysha says, Tato B'tzoinen Amari, the Rabbi Elezev, Rabbi Yeshua, like Pligi Ab Ben Beseir. They don't argue on Ben Beseir. Shulei Toyl HaTol B'tzoinen. They also hold that this is an eitzah, to put it into cold water. The Eichosh Yirosh Shekor Lo Shem Om Rav Enotam Tato B'tzoinen and Achein Asami B'dievin. If somebody did take off this challah and called it a shame challah, this is the eitzah. The eitzah is thrown into cold water. When it's in cold water, it won't let it become chametz. And at night time, you'll burn this dough, which is challah to meya. So since the Kohen can't eat it, the eitzah is to burn it. Just on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to burn it the way Rashi says. But after Yom Tov, will be mutter. But the question was, how do you let it stay until after Yom Tov will become chametz? So that's Ben Beseir's eitzah. Tatel b'tzen and put it into cold water. Amr Rabbi Yeshua, says no, another eitzah. Amr Rabbi Yeshua, loy zehu chametz shemul torin olav b'bal yiroi b'bal yimotzei.